Hey mga Kumaras and Kumpares, Mars Whatna is now a part of Bunk Collective, podcast that came to play. Have a listen to this other podcast, one of many amazing shows exclusive to Bunk.
Hirap na po kaming mag-anak. Tambak po ang labahin, wala pong lutong ulam, ang dumi-dumi po ng bahay. Ang mga anak po namin, tatlong araw na pong walang ligo. Hindi ko po siya makausap na ng maayos. Wala po siyang ginawa kundi makinig ng podcast. Yun po bang The Balut Kiki Project? Kung saan po siya nakikinig, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, Podchaser. Maya't maya po, bigla na lang pong tatawa, bigla na lang pong iiyak habang nakikinig. Ano po bang meron sa podcast na yan? Ano po bang meron sa The Balut Kiki Project podcast na yan?
The Balut Kiki Project. Batteries not included.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Cheers, Mars! Kamusta, my fellow Filipinos from across the globe?
Hindi po kami lasing.
We're just happy to be here.
Welcome to the Mars
What Na podcast,
where our conversation is free-flowing,
like the alcohol that we may or may not be drinking.
You've got your Kumaris,
Michelle, aka Cheng Babe, and
Bethany, aka Betcha by Golly Wow. And today's episode, we have two special guests here to talk about a modern romance or LGBTQ plus stories. You want to say more about that, Mars?
Sinabi mo na eh.
Okay. So we'll just have them on then. So welcome to Mars What Na, our special guest, Kumaring City Boy and Kumaring Makoy. Welcome.
Hi.
Bakit sinil kumarit sa ako kumpare?
Ano ba gusto mo?
Sige, what do you want?
Neil, how do you identify?
Makoy actually identifies as a herbivore. actually, yes. So it's a new thing. Not a lot of people do it yet, but.
I love that.
How do you want to be identified?
Yeah, like what? Makoy.
I took it upon myself to label myself Mars City Boy because I am now officially a Mars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy to have you.
I'll stick with Kumpare.
Oh, Kumpare. Game.
Yeah,
game,
para maiba naman.
I don't know if you guys heard Kumpamaring.
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah. Complicated siya.
Yes. So many syllables there.
You want us to introduce?
Yes, or, please. Yeah. If you want to go in the theme of It's Right Miss Universe pageant right now, if you want to just go ahead and introduce yourselves however you like.
You want to go first?
Ako ba muna?
Yeah, go ahead.
And welcome to Texas right now. I'm McCoy from GamChat. Late 30s to early 40s. Representing the beautiful city of Los Angeles and GamChat Podcast. Mabuhay!
Funny to, kasi audio siya, but I really want to do the Macedonia girl.
Do it! Oh. This is gonna be in YouTube,
yeah,
so
we could. Well, yeah.
Mandaluyo. No, so my name's Neil, but you can call me Mars City Boy, representing the beautiful land of Mandaluyong. What else was included in your intro, age? I'm in my 30s and just a little bit of crippling anxiety, just a tiny, tiny bit. And I'm ready to represent Mandaluyo.
Represent. I love that. So welcome, yeah, guys. We've been very excited about this episode, and we're looking forward to talaga to all your stories and all the chikahan and everything. I just wanted to know, just because we're talking about relationships or like LGBTQ plus stories, just wondering at what stage are you guys in relationships? Are you guys what's your status, if I could ask?
Well, I'm perpetually single, and I guess I like it that way because I have no choice but to like it.
And I've been in a relationship for 5 years na kami on, next Monday, apparently.
Oh, next Monday. God. Happy anniversary.
Alam, wala pala akong dinahan, no?
Natawa ako nung sa apparently, yung parang ngayon mo lang nalaman sa kalendaryo mo.
Oh, no. Kasi yung nga pala December na, and I'm like, oh no, I haven't planned anything. Oops.
This is now a reminder for you to
just jot that down quickly.
Hello. So we shall start with the nitty-gritty. Yes. Okay, what are your coming out stories? Or is there one? Or people already knew it around you na?
Yeah, like let's go back to... Yeah, when did you know? When was it?
Let's go back to...
The year was 1941. Young Mark Clemente was growing up.
apparently in somewhere in Australia.
Los Angeles.
Let's go back to nung buhay pa si Aaliyah. Anong year ba siya na ano, pamano?
2000, right?
2001.
One, yes.
Okay, perfect. Nung buhay pa si Aaliyah. actually, I really wasn't ready. I came out to a couple of my friends as bisexual because in a lot of ways I was still trying to figure out myself. And then in my head, being bisexual was more palatable to a lot of people. So I chose that. But in reality, I really didn't identify with bisexual. But that's another story altogether. Anyway, so someone actually looked through my stuff and found some love letters from my boyfriend at the time. And my boyfriend's name, it can't be confused with like
as a girl.
Female. Yeah. So, I knew he looked through my stuff because I'm very particular about how I leave my stuff. And I found it not the way I left it. So I knew I had to take some drastic steps. And I chose the most marites out of all my family members, who I trusted anyway, to tell. Kasi alam kong from there, kakalat siya. Kumalat talaga siya hanggang Pilipinas.
Oh no! She did her
job. Ang galing talaga ng reach. Talagang influencer nung wala pa influencer.
And this is before Messenger, ha? So nag-long distance pa sila to say to the relatives here.
Uy, alam mo, mga kapitbahay.
Yeah. And I think from what I remember, my mother was getting calls from people from all over, even New York. You know, I heard about, you know, McCoy, what are you guys gonna do about it? They're like, what?
Yeah. Well, it was an issue, apparently. Mm-hmm. Like a big thing. Yeah. Was it the same with yours, City Boy? Mars City Boy?
No naman. Actually, I would say I'm partially out, if that makes sense. Like, in my family, my parents don't know. That's why I don't really like plaster my real name anywhere in case they Google it. But my sisters know. I told them one at a time. And so this was different parts of our lives. But the weird thing is, parang growing up, I knew I was different. There were many years where I was trying to suppress it. I was trying to pray it away. And that's why when people would ask, are you straight? Are you gay? I would legit say I was straight because parang in my head, you know, like the power of Christ compels me. Parang this is going to go away. It was temporary. And then siguro I only came to terms with it in my early 20s. And then I got to tell my sisters in my late 20s. And they knew, but they still cried. And McCoy left.
What happened?
The story's too much for him.
He's like, I can't handle this.
I can't do this. So yun. And then I guess the closest would be when I was in my early, early 20s, the very first time that it came up. My sister, who is kind of... She's 8 years older than I am, and she's single. And she said to me, you know, I'm never having kids. You know, I'm never getting married, right? And then I said, yeah. And then I said, like, super kabang-kaba ako. Nasa Boracay kami na to. As in, lumalangoy kami. At nababaskil ako kahit nasa beach kami. I said, you know ako din, right? You know I'm not getting married too, and not having kids. And she's like, yeah. And that was the closest I guess that I had to it.
Nakatutok
na wala ka bigla in the middle of the story, McCoy.
Yes.
So rude. Like, my God.
Wala pang goodbye, walang excuse.
Ito, am I back?
Welcome back. I can't save the story.
May attitude talaga si Mar.
Ano magagawa? Sige, fine, from the top. Hi, welcome back.
I kind of want to share because at first I was like, should we ask, is he... I don't know. How do we ask? That's one of the questions. Yeah. Like, what's the right way to ask a person if they're gay or not? Or is it best to just guess?
Yeah, let them say it themselves first? Yeah. Or is there a non-rude way or non-too forward?
sa akin kasi parang if you ask them and they're not ready, it might be very uncomfortable.
If you just met, right? Like, hi, what's your name? Are you gay? Parang
tama, tama naman. Tama, tama.
But to add to what McCoy said, I feel like if you're close with this person and may legit reason ka to ask, that's probably when you would say, hey, parang I want to be careful with how I address you, what are your pronouns? That's a safe question, right?
Okay.
True.
Parang feeling ko kasi when people ask, and I don't know if this is the same in the States or in Hong Kong, but when people ask kasi and they find out that you are gay, they have this look and I feel like they're undressing you and they're trying to figure out, are you top, are you bottom?
Yeah.
They find out that you're in a relationship. You're like, oh, who's the girl? So if I'm not close to the person, I deflect. I say things like, well, what do you think? Or is that important?
Tinarayan mo.
Which I think is the answer, di ba?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Because it's none of our business, honestly.
True.
Said something about like pray away the gay. Because I thought about in the Philippines, di ba, we're very traditional and Catholic and everything. Do you think that affected like the way you came out and the way that you kind of like wanted until now to keep it on the down low? Do you think that affects it? Like being where you are, and
I think so. I think agree that the Philippines is religious. Definitely, it plays into that. I think that the Philippines is very Catholic, but Makoy and I aren't Catholic because we grew up in like Christian Protestant faith, kanyan. And I would remember in church that they would discuss homosexuality as though parang ka-levels siya ng mamamatay tao. Yung parang it was the worst possible thing that could happen to you if you were gay, and that, you know, only Christ can help. And you know, I would there was a trans woman post-op who went to church sa amin, and she at that point he delivered a testimony na when he grew up thinking he was gay, that it was basically like a demon that, you know, possessed him. He likened it to a demon that was telling him that he wasn't a boy. And then he got the operations and he became a hooker.
Mm-hmm.
And one day he woke up and he realized that he didn't want to be a hooker, that he didn't want to do sex work, and that, you know, like this demon was telling him all of these things. And I remember crying because I was like, oh my God, that demon is also talking to me. That demon is also telling me that I'm not... That there's something wrong with me. And so I would pray. I would pray. And every time na may makikita akong cute or guapo, natadaan, ganyan, I would close my eyes and I'd be like, Lord, take these thoughts away, take these thoughts away. And then I would cry because the thoughts weren't going away and I was going through puberty. And so the thoughts were increasing and getting more sexual in nature. So I was like, oh no, I think this demon is taking over. And so that really was a trip. I think that if I had grown up in a less religious country, maybe I would have been liberated earlier. Maybe I wouldn't have had to spend many years hiding. But definitely the religion in this place really makes it hard for people to be their true selves.
What about you, McCoy? Did you also have the same thing like with religion-wise?
Yeah, for sure. So yung religious, with Neil's situation, parang sinabi niya, the place is religious. Sa akin naman kasi, I chose to be religious as a kid, as a teenager actually. I don't know why. Maybe something about it resonated with me. But that's what I chose. Or maybe because I was scared to come out, because I wasn't out then. I was really young. I think I became very religious, joined the church and all that at the age of maybe 13 or 14. And my family is not religious at all.
Oh,
like
so
I'm the only one. Ako lang yung pupunta sa simbahan. Yung ganun level.
A week.
Yeah, parang ano. I did twice on Sunday, a prayer service on Friday. No, a prayer service on Saturday. Plus a youth service on Friday. Tapos may isa pang Thursday. Parang ganun talagang. Lahat sila in-attendant ko talaga.
Wow. Perfect in attendance.
Yeah, oh yeah. Ang ganun lang. So,
kahit but couples when... for Christ ba, hindi mo pinatawa.
Tapos yung ano, when I, Kasi like Neil, I did try to pray the gay away. Talagang pinagdasal ko talaga. Because you know, you read the Bible and then you hear the preacher and then you hear other people around you and the things they say about gay people or lesbian people or, you know, and the members of the LGBTQ, it's not good. They outright say you're going to hell.
True.
Yeah. So as a teenager, and you're like, that's all you hear. It's like, oh my God, something is wrong with me. And then I remember, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. I was in middle school. Grade eight. And we had this, it was a new thing. They were trying to do this like Channel One news for like, you know, kids. And it was a big deal because I think it was gay adoption. It was allowed in some states. So of course that was like newsworthy, right? And I was so upset by it. And I actually spoke up and I was like, oh my God. So when I think about it, it's so embarrassing. It's so cringy. Oh. But I actually spoke up to my teacher in front of my classmates about it. Because I think it was more like I was also masking because I knew I was gay. And I couldn't really deny it, but I was trying to. And I was trying to prove to people that, no, I'm not. I'm not. See, so embarrassing when I think about it.
Nah. You sort of intense denial.
Yes, definitely. Mm. Yeah. I mean, and I was really upset with my father because I wanted to go to this Christian high school.
Yeah.
And that cost money. That's private school. He didn't send me to that school, and I really prayed hard about it.
Do you think it would have helped you that time? You're like, okay, it would help me if I go to this.
I think it would have prolonged my denial because I would have been surrounded by the same people that maybe thought the way I did at that time.
Mm.
Yeah.
And, you know, it starts with that denial, but then give it a few years, it turns into self-loathing, hatred, self-harm. And there really were just moments talaga growing up na parang you start to wonder, like, what is wrong with me? Why couldn't I have been born straight? Like, ang dali siguro nung buhay ko kung hindi ako kumikembot pag naglalakad, kung hindi malamya yung boses ko. I mean, parang that's why when people say homosexuality is a choice, I laugh in anger. Like, ha, ha, ha. Because you think anyone would choose this life? You think anyone would want to be different? Parang it was never a choice, diba?
You know, when people ask me, when did you know you were gay? I always say, when did you know you were straight? And they don't have an answer. Because it's, I mean, like, ever since I could remember, I knew I was attracted to boys. I mean, my first day of school, I had a crush on a boy. But then I had to correct myself, and I was like, no, that's not right. As a kid.
It's just admiration. It's just fascination.
It just wants to be friends.
Yeah, I would tell my cousins that. It's like, imagine as a little kid, your first day of school, you had to correct yourself mentally. Sometimes as a gay boy, minsan kumikembot ka because that's what you see from like your girl cousins or your sisters. I'm like, oh, I should move that way. Because, you know, parang it's something resonates with you, yung actions nila, I guess. Tas sabihin, people around you would always say, oh, magpakalalaki ka, wag kang kumembo, stuff like that. And you get hammered with that over and over. So
It's annoying because my cousin had the same thing. They would say like, oh, bakla yung ano pinsan mo.
Yeah.
Like, if he wants to do that, let him be. Because they would really put you to shame if you're different. They would say like, oh, he's doing some like gay actions, buding yata yan. Like,
I feel like then like Filipino men, like they really want to be machismo yun.
Yeah.
So they really want to hammer that onto their sons, and then
And what makes it worse, I think, for my dad is the only boy, and then he has three sons, and I'm the youngest. And, you know, in the Philippines, oh, you have to carry the name, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what the big deal is. I mean, like, I kind of understand it, but it's really annoying. But now, because they always say, oh, sayang, sayang. I hate that word.
Not cool.
We are not sayang.
No. I kind of get it
kasi, like, with my family naman, I have three sisters and my parents will, they wanted a son. That was their thing. And so each sister that came, they were like, oh, darn it, not a boy.
Blessed.
So my mom was on the older side na when she had me. And they knew it was their last shot. And so they were praying for a son. And when I joke around with it, when it's a more casual conversation, I say like, well, they shouldn't have stopped at number four. But yung dala-dala mo siya from an early age, my father would tell me that, you know, you're the only boy, you're the only son. And so if you don't have kids, the family name dies with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but I have such a common last name. There's so many of us. We're like number four in the world. We don't need another one.
Exactly. But yeah, it's modern now. Like some people would go like, yeah, oh, you can take girl the surname.
Mm. Yeah.
The female's surname. So it depends on you if you want to keep it or not. So
true.
It doesn't really matter if you're the male who's going to give the name to another person.
Why not?
Eto, because we were talking about like opening up. How are their reaction? Is it mostly a good reaction or like a bad reaction?
Yeah. Whenever friends will always have like a fun reaction to it. They'll be like, ah, I knew it. Like, oh my god, I've always wanted a gay best friend. Sure. Typecast me into that role.
Well, some of my friends actually said, yeah, we knew. We were just waiting for you to admit it.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But as a family, it was always in tears. And the funny thing was, my sister found my blog like a few years before I told her.
Oh,
so she knew. And then, so I told her and I was crying and then she was crying. And then she said, you know, I've known for a while. And then I said, so why are you still crying?
You've
known all this time. I don't think it was ever easy telling any of my sisters about it because it was an awkward conversation, but for friends, sobrang fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww, supportive.
You were saying that, parang when people say like, oh, like when, how did you know you were like straight or something like that, or how did you know you were gay and stuff? But then like for you guys, you need to keep coming out and everything. Like, does that get any easier with time?
I'll talk about my work because some people, I mean, I don't wear like a badge that says I'm gay.
There's a bat as your gay. I want one of those.
I'll get you. You have to end the meetings. Oh my god! Obvious. Side story. Oh, okay. Maybe I sounded very snarky, but a relative of mine who lives in another state, you know, and everything came out in the open. they were like, "Oh, I know so and so, and you know, maybe you know him. He's gay."
Oh, wow.
And I said, I'm sorry, I don't attend the East Coast meetings. And then I walked away. And he was like, what? Because to me, it's like, really?
Oh, my God.
Maybe you know him. Like,
no, we all know each other.
We don't have a group,
WhatsApp
group. Yeah, we don't have a group chat. Like, anyway, so I'm sorry. I lost my thought. Ano ba yung tanong?
Coming out.
Does it get easier?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So work. People would ask my coworkers, like, is, you know, McCoy, you know? And sometimes she'll tell them, because I told her, like, I don't care. Like, you can tell whoever you want to tell. But I feel like I always have to, and they would always say, oh my God, I had no idea. And they would ask the question with, oh, is McCoy, like, married? Does he have kids? Like, that's how they would ask. Yes, I could be married, and yes, I could have kids, but that doesn't mean I'm straight. You know, but yeah, I stopped caring because the questions are not gonna stop, so it's like whatever.
True. It's interesting because people get nosy once they know one fact. Mm-hmm. Same thing, I don't know, with race too. They would go like, oh, I never knew you're Indian. Oh, I did. I like Indian curry and all. They would find something that would relate. So for like, no, I would understand. They would go like, ah, you know this person kasi you're gay. Same thing with Indian. Oh, or Filipino or anyone. They would go like, ah, you're Filipino. Do you know this person?
They'll find the closest thing to connect.
Yeah. I think it comes from a good place, to be fair.
Yeah, naman.
Like, it tells you, I can be friends with someone who's gay. I can be friends with someone who's Filipino or who's Indian. But it does come across as ignorant. Yeah. So some if I'm close to the person, I'll also gently educate them.
Yeah. Well, actually, Neil, you kind of reminded me. Yes, you're right, because they're trying to, they're like grasping at straws because they're trying to
get to know you. It's so far from the reality.
Yeah, and also they're trying to make you feel comfortable. Mm. Na parang, oh, I'm not homophobic because I have a gay friend. I have like one gay friend, you know?
True, that qualifies me to have this my other gay friend. You know?
But yeah, I get it. But you're right. It's like
gay tested, gay approved.
Yes.
But it's so hard to balance that asking a question and not offending someone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think most people that I know do it unconsciously. But I started doing it when I meet someone new for the first time. Parang I act more feminine. I present more feminine just so there's no question. And I can see naman when people are wondering about it. And I don't want them to feel that way. So I'm like, uy, charot lang. Even though I don't say charot in real life. Para lang matapos na.
Okay. But Neil, my question, doesn't it get, hindi ba nakakapagod?
Ikaw ba yung host? Bakit ka nagtatanong sa akin?
No, go.
It's me.
It's a conversation.
I'm just messing with my
answer. Pero okay. Hindi ba nakakapagod na you feel like you have to act differently just so people won't ask questions? Kasi parang sa akin, kasi I act the way I act. Hindi ko talaga kayang baguhin. Hindi ko kaya eh.
Used to it. I mean, yeah. When you grow up gay, diba, you know that there's a church side of you, there's a family side of you. You're para ka nang schizo eh. Iba-iba yung boses nila, iba-iba yung mga preferences nila. You have to remember all of these people, diba? So, for me, it's just two groups now. People who know, people who don't know. And so I just, for people who should know, I guess, I just cut the guesswork out na.
When I came out, that's when I knew I didn't have to pretend anymore. Uh-uh. So isa na lang siya. It's just McCoy. And it's like the way I talk with my family, the way I talk with my friends, that's it. And sometimes when I talk with my sisters-in-law, sometimes I go a little overboard because we're very, very comfortable with each other. Na minsan nagugulat na yung ibang family members. Kasi talagang balahura kami. Nagmumurahan, yung mga without sex in front of like, you know, titas. And we don't care.
Yeah.
You know? Nice.
You're comfortable.
Yeah.
It's always good to have that like one relative that you're like, fully yourself with.
And in fact, they kind of expect that from me now. Yung talagang walang no holds bar. Talagang sabihin ko. And that's fine.
Imagine
McCoy, the truth teller.
Yeah, you know.
Imagine before the party, they're like, ayan na naman si McCoy. May sasabihin na naman to.
Actually, no. Before the party, nasa na si McCoy. Yo.
Oh, they're like, the party don't start till McCoy walks in.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I have, for sure you guys heard this. I just want to know, like, what your opinions are with this phase, with this phrase. It's just a phase. He's going to change. McCoy's face.
Have you ever heard that actually from a relative?
I said that to myself for years.
Ooh. How about hearing it from others? How do you?
Yeah. From people I worked with at one point. Mm. They're like, oh no, you're just young, because I started working really early, and they're like, no, you're just young. You just haven't found like the right girl. okay sure. But I've heard it said about me when people didn't think I could hear it, like medyo malamya siya, no, hindi, ano lang yun lumaki kasi siya na maraming ate, ano lang, lilipas din yan, oh, lalaki yan. So ako naman parang I would repeat it to myself because, you know, maybe it's true, maybe
Like hearing it often enough, it kind of like, you know, starts to leave.
You repeat the lie enough times, it becomes true.
Mm-hmm. Ang sa akin naman kasi, it turns out my family was talking about me behind my back. They were like wondering, they were like debating each other. Oh, is he gay, is he not? And some people were like saying, oh, baka virgin lang kasi. I'm not.
They don't know.
I mean, like, because parang reply nila virgin, like I haven't had sex with a girl. I'm like, yes, I have, and that's how I know for sure.
I would not hear.
So yun lang kasi parang kasi virgin kaya that's why he acts the way he does, and like that's so misguided.
Yeah, super.
Don't go bad. Yun, there's one.
Oh, also, can I jump in one more? Yeah. Kasi siguro they have, kasi my cousins, almost all are immigrants. So they spent their childhood in the Philippines, their teenage years, some of them in their early 20s in the Philippines. So maybe they have that old image of what a gay person is. Yung halata ka agad, you know, nagdadamit pang babae. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? Pero sa tingin nila, that's how I'm supposed to be if I'm gay. In fact, that was my father's biggest fear. That I was going to start. I'm like thinking, but that's not even me. It just proves to me that you don't know me.
Exactly.
You know, anyway.
It depends on the person.
Yeah, how they express themselves. You mentioned that what made it sure, like you did actually go together with a girl. Is that right, Makoy?
I was being facetious. I've always known. But I felt like because I wasn't out and I was trying to deny myself. Mm-hmm. I was trying to deny my sexuality. I said, no, I'm straight. So I ended up having a girlfriend. My father was very happy. But it just wasn't work. It didn't feel right, you know.
Nasaan siya ngayon?
Right?
She's married now.
Oh.
No, she's married now, and I actually reached out to her on MySpace. MySpace fan.
Ano yun? Ano po yun, sir?
Siya yung pagkatapos ng Friendster.
What's Friendster?
Ayun nga, so, eh, nakalagay sa profile ko, gay. Tapos sabi niya, you're gay? And I was like, yep. What do you say?
You actually helped me along the way.
I know, right? You were the reason why.
Oh my God, for the awakening.
Well, I hope he doesn't think that. Because talaga, I feel bad. Pero I was trying to figure myself out. So.
True. I know. Because I have a friend. He shared his story. He was like, oh, I really like this guy. Do you think if I flirt with him some more, he would turn and become gay and he'll start liking me? Did you guys have that experience, or do you know stories that friends did try?
Yeah
like
gender benders.
There's a term for it. Okay, gender benders.
I feel like kasi ano, diba, sexuality is on a scale, and you could be attracted primarily to guys, but then, you know, you still get turned on by women. You could get turned on by a woman. And I feel like I have friends who they're very like old school bakla, 80s archetype ng bakla, na they don't go with other gay men, they go with straight men. Mm-hmm. And it's not always about money, surprisingly. It's often companionship, and sometimes there's sex, but I think it's possible. It's possible, especially now that people are more open and more fluid about it, and we're really understanding the psychology behind gender and sexual identity.
Ang sa akin naman kasi, it brings a lot of complications kasi you're trying to figure yourself out. He's trying to figure himself out. Parang sa akin, I told myself, wala akong time sa ganyan.
Mm.
You know, I'd rather be with someone who knows who they are and what they want. Kasi I'm scared na akong talo, I'm the one that's gonna be heartbroken kasi umasa ako.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I avoid those types of situations altogether.
Yeah. You don't want to like include another sort of drama to your
That's why, especially when I find out that someone's not out, I have to really think about it. Kasi
deal breaker na siya.
Hindi naman deal breaker. Kasi parang lugi ako. Kasi I get to take you home and my family gets to know you. Your family will always look at me as just your friend or your roommate or something like that. So lugi.
You know, what's this? What about people around you trying to change you?
I don't think I've had that naman. I've had people asking me to be gayer, but...
Well, my brother's trying to teach me basketball because they thought maybe if I was into sports, I won't be gay.
You're like at that age.
When I look back, it's kind of like adorable of them. Kasi parang... Ayan, magshoot na raw siya, but he's doing it really slowly, so I'd be able to block him. And they're like, oh, you blocked me, you did so well. And I'm like, okay, I can see what you're doing. It's really adorable when I think about it, but you know, because they don't know any better. They think that they have this like very rigid idea.
We were talking then about like being from the Philippines, having like a set expectation on how gay men are supposed to be. So like, do you think the Philippines has become more accepting of LGBTQ?
Yeah, definitely. I think I've told this story once or twice. Nung nasa Quezon City ako in 2020, I saw two guys holding hands. Mm-hmm. And it made me feel good. Because parang, oh my God, we're almost there.
Yeah.
Because if this I want to say kids, because they're probably like early 20s. Yeah. Like if these kids are comfortable doing that, mm-hmm. it's like we're moving in the right direction. Unfortunately, legally, law-wise, wala pa rin. Kasi I think it's going to take a couple more, hopefully not a couple of decades, but maybe a few more years for the SOGI bill to even be talked about on the Senate floor.
Then it's like, it's already out there. We just need to get more people behind it.
And also, I think education is key. Kasi, for example, ang daming naganap dun sa ano, yung you're trans using the female restroom, and it was like a big thing.
Yes.
Parang kinalagkan pa yata yung isa. It's like, oh my gosh. Kasi dito, like, I have to be careful what I say kasi I don't live there. Kasi I live here, and we have, even here in Texas, it's not even appropriate to even say. Kasi may mga batas that protects, us. Yeah. From work discrimination and all that. Of course, yung pag-implement ng law, it also depends on the states that you live in. But I live in California, so I feel pretty good about it. Yes. But sa Pilipinas, hindi ganun eh.
I think a lot's changed naman. It's being normalized now. Like 2020 was when the BLs started coming out, the boy love shows.
Yes, I've seen it.
And I think that's really helped a lot in terms of like showing people that it's not, kasi parang there are phases of being gay, kasi there's the Roderick Paulate gay where, never really acknowledged it.
Yeah. But,
malamya, parlorista, and then there was the tito boy gay na kailangan matalino, kailangan well-spoken yung bakla. And there was the, not to out him, but the piolo gay na parang pamin. Growing up, that was the archetype that I saw a lot. Yung parang, pwede ka maging bakla, pero hindi ka you still have to present as male. And so, seeing now that there's shows like Game Boys and Hello Strangers, na it normalizes it, it makes it seem like it's not dirty, it's not a fetish, it's not sexualized. Parang, I feel like the kids these days are much braver than my generation ever was. Like an old person. My generation, we never held hands.
Back in my days.
I remember sneaking yung pag-hold ng hands sa sinehan pag namatay na yung ilaw. And then kapag patapos na yung movie, when the movie's about to end, tanggal na ulit, ibabalik mo na yung ganyan. Because, you never know who's behind you. You never know kung anong mangyayari, diba? So I'm so, so happy to see people now, especially on Twitter, na they tag their joas. And I'm like, oh, sana all.
Okay. I remembered something when you said movies.
What did you do
with
the movies?
Yes. So maybe this is maybe 20, almost like 20 years ago. Tagal na, diba? So I went on a date. It wasn't really a date. We were just hanging out. So I have my friend and then his friend that's a female, the guy, and then me. And I was coming to a movie, and it was like a crowded movie theater, right? And I really liked the guy. He's so cute. What, I'm not going to say his name. But he's really, really cute. And I was like, I know I think he likes me. I have to make my move. Like, when am I going to have, this opportunity? Wow. Anyway, I ended up kissing him. In the theater, right?
Wild.
People were like, behind us. I'm like, oh my God, they're kissing. They were so scandalized that two guys were like kissing.
Aww.
But I didn't care. I was like, I don't care. So after the movie was like done, my friend, like, he literally ran from the theater, like outside. He was so embarrassed.
What?
And then as we were just walking out casually, me and the guy, and he was like, "I can't believe you did that." I'm like, "What? Like kiss him? Like what's the big deal?"
Yeah.
Palaban.
Palaban ang pogi eh.
Time ko na to. Not my chance.
Oh. Imagine ko yung mga pinkies niya nagtatouch muna.
Oh. Yung pinkies tapos halikagan.
Bilis o escalation. Pinky tapos nilaplap na ni Mako.
From pinky to laplap. Skinip na yung stage. Pass away. So from what you were actually saying, that like, so media actually has like a very important part in why it's becoming more accepted in the Philippines and everything. But what do you think about straight actors portraying gay roles? Like, especially like the ones that play a certain like stereotype, like give an example, like James Corden, if you ever watched the musical Prom, because of the way he played it up. Like, do you think that that should still be a thing, that straight actors
in the Philippines? Yeah.
Kasi right?
There's, I mean, I'm all for queer representation. And there was Gaya sa Pelikula is a good example of this, where they were very big on queer representation. Yeah. At the same time, not enough actors are coming out. So how can you cry for queer representation when the queers aren't representing themselves? So, I would love for the time to, you know, like, dumating yung point where...
Yeah, one day.
All the gay roles are played by gay actors. Yeah. But until that time comes, we'll take what we can get, which is, you know, let's have these straight men respectfully play these gay roles. And there are some actors who appeared in BLs who had homophobic interviews. They were canceled, like, right then and there. So, it's not like we're resting. We're still watching these straights, and we're like, okay, sang mali lang dyan, ha?
Yes.
And you're gone. And until more actors come out, we can't really cry for queer representation here.
I'll give an example of someone who played it really, really well, the role. Tom Hanks, Philadelphia.
But that's Tom Hanks. You can't hate Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not. I'm just saying. It's like he did it respectfully. And it was great. It was a great movie. And also, it was very groundbreaking at the time. Mm-hmm. But also, kasi, okay, hopefully I don't offend anyone by saying this. Yes,
we're
for representation. Okay. Diba? Pero problema kasi, the same could be said na, if you're a gay actor, you can only play gay roles.
True.
Matt Bomer, gay man, they would say he should not be on Magic Mike because he's openly gay. And he's playing a straight role. I think he was playing a straight role. Because you're an actor. It's your job to play a role. And you have to act.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They would already put you in a group. That like in a box or
and
there aren't enough gay titles to build a career on that, right?
What about people, you know, straight actors playing gay roles, or just like gay actors performing in the media or just like in social media, and then people would say like, oh, people in the media are encouraging kids to be gay. What are your comments to that?
The media is encouraging kids to be themselves.
Mm. You can't make someone gay by making them watch a show or a movie. Just like you can't make someone straight. Like, I grew up on straight rom-coms. Look at how it turned out.
Look at now. True.
Actually,
I'm
that's
also
a
just
thing.
Another boy standing in front of a boy.
I love it.
No, that was the thing in California. Kasi parang there was a campaign to define a marriage as only between a man and a woman in 2008, I believe. And there was commercials. They released commercials na tinatakot nila yung mga tao na, you know, they're gonna teach us in school, implying that the kids are gonna grow up homosexual because they were taught this in school. But you can't. Ang sabi ko kasi I was having a discussion with someone about that. Sabi ko, ikaw, pag sinabing, ano, babae siya, pag sinabing, mm-hmm. be with another woman, could you do it? You're like, no. Like, because that's not you. Mm-hmm. So, kids know who they are. Parang, ako, I knew as a young age na I'm gay. Mm-hmm. I knew myself.
And I feel like it comes from that statistic na parang ang dami kasing mga bakla ngayon. Versus in the 80s, versus in the 90s, na wala naman kami mga kilalang bakla. Yeah. And then, you look at the literature that came out around that time, the gay literature, 80s and 90s, and they're all about these daddies. They're all about mm-hmm. these husbands who mm-hmm. were living double lives, who never came to terms with their sexuality early on. And look at how many lives they've ruined, diba?
Yeah.
So, it's not that dumadami, diba? I always take offense when people say, bakit ba dumadami mga bakla, hindi naman sila nanganganak? And I'm like, it's not a question of whether there are a lot of gay men out there. It's a question of whether they've accepted it and, you know, like, are living their true lives. Yeah. And go to any gay book, 80s, 90s, written around that time. It's really about that.
Yeah, we need to go and educate ourselves talaga. Instead of like saying those stuff that would eventually hurt someone, why don't you just go educate yourself or just ask nicely, like what you said. Like, I do have students that would say like, oh, it should be girl and guy, they should get married. And then one of my students would say, no, boy and boy can get married too, they're called gay. I'm like, yeah, they are called gay, but it's not just boy and girl. It's not just because it's wrong. People love each other. People can love boy and boy, girl and girl. And then they're like, yeah. I'm like, yes, you understood me. You understand love, kid.
You grow, you tiny ally, you.
I know.
Because like, kids then are like really, kids are really impressionable, but like they just echo what their parents say sometimes, exactly. Right? So like whatever their household is saying, they'll just say it. But then when they actually see it for themselves, they'll see it, they see it in a very simple lang. So like when you explain to them, oh, a boy and a boy can actually love each other, they don't actually see that, you know, it's something wrong, but it's just, they're just repeating what their parents said was wrong or something like that. Mm-mm.
Absolutely.
Okay, so in the media, do you have any LGBTQ personality that you personally admire, like that you feel like is living their most true self? You know, like not being, I know about it, like fake about it or something.
Parang wala, no?
RuPaul.
RuPaul can be excessive because, and he's transphobic.
Is he transphobic? I didn't know that.
He was. Mm. Mm. It used to be Ellen.
But... Yeah, but now she's off.
But no.
What happened to that?
It used to be her. That you could, you know, like, live your best life and you know, like, it's not a big deal. But
I like the Queer Eye guys.
Ooh, you the know new that? Ones.
The, yeah. I like the older one. Kasi yung napad ko talaga. And it was really groundbreaking at the time.
Actually, when the new ones came out, there was a little docu in Netflix that explained the difference between the old Fab Five and the new Fab Five. The old Fab Five was about like normalizing the conversation that gay men are here and they're among us, and you know we don't mean any harm, parang ganyan. But then the new Fab Five are here to parang to continue that conversation, pero elevating it na to, you know, we're just regular folks, diba? We're not aliens. We have one heart.
Well, what is this term, queer baiting?
I don't know, because I'm into K-pop. Fans do that themselves, but then they also encourage it. Like, what do you think about people who queer bait?
Well, let's define queer baiting.
In the media, I think that's when you have people who aren't gay.
Yeah.
Being gay. Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl is a perfect example of queer baiting. The Madonna kiss with Britney and Christina. Mm-hmm. I think, ang hirap kasi ano, baka ma-cancel ako.
Okay.
Medyo, sometimes I feel like people can be a little too sensitive. Maybe you take yourself too seriously. The K-pop gay angle I see that a lot because, interestingly enough, the BLs now are based on these novels, and these novels were based on like fanfic between V and Jin, mga ganyan.
Tapos
they evolve into stories, and then these stories become novels. These novels become BL shows, but not a lot of people know that it all really started with these fanfics between K-pop, diba? And I feel like playing up to it every now and then, it can get dangerous because it borders on fetishizing the, especially for girls. When you have, I guess the girl, me, Katy Perry, which again is the quintessential queerbaiting example, you see her as sexy. You see her as liberated, fun, and free. And it's almost like it's cool to be a lesbian. And that I think is like dipping into offensive territory. At the same time, parang cute lang naman kasi siya minsan. Minsan kasi cute. What do you think, Mahoy?
Sad to say, it's all about money, diba? Mm. And if they're making money off of it, they're not gonna stop. Mm. And it's just, it's up to us to be more discerning. Yun lang.
True.
Like, you guys know the show Goblin?
Goblin, yes. Korean show.
Heard of it.
So, I was just watching these special episodes that I found online that came out around the time na natapos si Goblin. So, parang the cast, they were recalling, ganyan, ganyan. And it's funny that you guys mentioned that because I was just thinking about it like prior to this recording. They showed the different love themes. So, it was the Goblin and the Goblin's wife, the Grim Reaper, and the funny, sassy girl. And then, as a joke, they also said that may bromance si Grim Reaper at saka si Goblin. And these two, they're so good looking. And they're so like K-pop levels yung isa. The one was in Train to Busan. And then the other one was in the original My Girl. But they're both in their late 30s now. So they're like, daddy.
Daddy.
And then there were scenes na parang they were fixing each other's collar. They were being cute with each other. And it was edited with like, yung mga heart filters, ganyan. That's queer baiting. But I didn't mind it so much just because it was kind of cute to look
at.
It
is cute.
And at the end of the day, the pink dollar is a thing.
Yep.
Diba? Gay men don't have kids. Not as well.
They have disposable income.
There's more disposable. Thank you. There's more disposable income. Mm. And that's why I guess if it translates to more views, if it translates to more revenue, then I guess it wouldn't hurt every now and then. Pero kung ginawa mo ng career, like tattoo. Sorry, ang dami kong pop culture references. So
we're gonna edit out
the boring ones.
Yeah, but yeah, tattoo, that the girl group, the two ladies. Yeah.
So they were billed as lesbians. And
but they're not.
They were teenagers. That's parang in the video, they were kissing and they were in high school uniforms. Ganyan. And then when they were older, they were like, no, we weren't gay. It was all a thing. And it hurt them both severely, like psychologically, because they were only getting fame for being like pretend lesbians. Mm-hmm. And the sad thing there is they actually have good music. I mean, they have Mi Boses Sila. It's a little high pitched because they're young girls. Yes. But if you make it your whole career,
yes, move to the dating portion. So, what do you think about dating? Like, kasi Makoy, if I could say that you're part of like more like traditional, I think. I mean,
she just called you old.
No,
pretty much.
No. Careful, Mars. Be careful.
Yes, okay.
Basta, okay. Kasi may mga pen pal pa yan noon eh.
Oh, I did. In high school for my French class, na required kami na to have a pen pal from France.
Okay.
Ooh, and we wrote letters. Wala pang email noon. Email was a new thing. So we actually
kulay na po ba yung mundo noon?
May kulay naman na siya.
Nakadwat yata.
Pero 4x3 pa yung mundo. Hindi pa 16x9. Okay.
My main question was about like dating, about like traditional dating versus what dating is now, which is on apps. So I just wanted to like discuss like what you guys think of both of those and like the pros and cons of both, and if for the two of you, which one works.
Okay, since traditional naman ako, nung kabataan ko, let's put it that way, ang hirap eh, kasi you don't know who's gay and who's not. So you only meet them at like gay clubs or gay bars or a friend of a friend. Eh, nung nagkaroon na ng mga chat rooms, which is, let's be clear, chat rooms were the Tinder and the Grindr of, you know, the early 2000s. That was a space where you can actually meet people just like you and a lot of relationships.
And you could, it was called, right?
No, you could, you form relationships from there, like friendships or dating or whatnot. Kasi before that, it was really difficult. Kaya nga may mga cruising spots. Because, you know, that's where people did their thing. That's where they met other people, you know, like them. So, which one is better? I think, kasi parang, di ba, yung chat room, nag-evolve na siya sa mga apps. The apps make it easier, make it more accessible.
Take out the guesswork.
Yes, but at the same time, people have, parang na-highlight yung mga insecurities mo because you see all these good-looking men with perfect six-packs. Tapos wala ka nun. And then you get rejected over and over. Parang, because they don't get to know you. They don't get to see your personality. Yeah. They only see a picture and that's all they will go by. They were swipe left, or is it left? Left by it. They were swipe left and you just disappear. So that's the con. It's a good and also a bad thing.
What about for you, Mars City Boy?
I don't think I've ever met anyone traditionally. Every single person I've met has been through like an app or a website or people I met through blogging. Every now and then there'd be like someone you're introduced to, like, oh, I have this gay friend, you should meet him. And then you look at each other and you're like, so the only thing we have in common is we're gay. How do we tell them? but I like apps. I like the modern way of doing it because it does take out the guesswork. You no longer have to figure out if the person's gay or straight. And I don't think people date anymore like they did in the olden days when the world was black and white. I naabutan ko pa yung time when straight people were still dating. Like, they would meet in coffee shops. They would, you know, like, I met him at a record bar, mga ganyan. But I think even now, straight people don't really meet in the traditional sense anymore. Kasi a random person approaches you at the, wala na palang record bar, at a cafe, and you're like, oh my God, budol to. Oh my God, he's gonna sedate me. He's gonna kill me, diba?
Roofie.
Roofie me, diba? Roofie my frappuccino, why don't you? So, I feel like the app thing does take out some of the romance, but it does work. And all the relationships that I've had, they've all been in the non-traditional sense. Because I met them online. I knew who they were before I laid my eyes on them.
Naabutan ko naman yung without the app, like yung nag-date kayo, because I met him through work. So that was nice because we were friends before that. And I think one day, actually, kasi may pumasok, it's retail. I worked at retail.
Kinikiling to.
Kinikiling ni Makoy.
I know, right? His smile is like off to the room.
No, kasi may pumasok talaga. May pumasok sa store.
Saan?
Ang pogi talaga. Oh my God, ang pogi talaga. Yung tipong, I will move across the country for you.
Oh ganun my God.
Pogi.
Wow.
So anyway, so I guess nilalandi niya yung kaibigan ko. But I already had a crush on him, and I was like, whatever. So I was giving him attitude, and he went on break, and he came back. I was like, oh my God, that guy that came in, he gave me his number. I was like, whatever. In my head, I'm like, whatever. So I was like, I was giving attitude. So when I got home, I said, I should say something. So I called him, and I said, I think we should go out, like not as friends.
Ooh, straightforward.
So yeah, we, oh, kasi naman maubusan ka eh. You have to act. I mean, the worst that could happen, and I've done this before, when I've asked someone out and they said, I only see you as a friend. And I'm like, perfect. And now we're like closer than ever. So anyway, so we went out, you know, the typical movie dinner. And then after that, you know, we went from holding the pinky to like laplapan.
I love that.
Parang nag-level up nga siya eh. Nag-level up talaga siya ng 2 points kasi talagang may iba pa. Tapos yun, and then we got together after that. So that was like away from chat rooms or apps. That was like as traditional as you can get for me. Kasi hindi naman kami nag-meet sa grocery store and we didn't know each other at all. So yun.
But was it common for that to happen at that time?
Maybe. Kasi you work in retail and maraming that work in that kind of industry na gay.
I heard din kasi here in the Philippines that in the early 2000s, there were all these code words that you had to know. Like, the one that persisted is PLU, people like us. So you can say, are you PLU? And that meant, you know, like, if you knew what that meant, diba?
Oh, then you're like, oh, okay.
Correct. And then there was also, like, I read parang a story about, like, tips. It was framed as tips on how to meet guys. So, like, if you're in the MRT and you lock eyes with somebody, you count 5 seconds. And if neither of you look away for 5 seconds, thus begins the dance. And then if you're a top, you would hold your head like this. If you're bottom, you would put your hand in your pocket and on your rear pocket. And if you're both like there with your rear, if you're versa, I don't remember what the versa equivalent was, but if match kayo, one has his hand on his head, the other has his hand on his rear, then it means versa, no, sabay. You're like trying not to fall on the train because you're signaling. But but that was how they knew na okay, match, and then you would exit at the station, and then I don't know, like
hold your pinkies,
get coffee,
hold pinkies,
pinkies, and then
or other members, I don't know, other appendages could touch. I'm not really certain. The story left that part out, but just thinking about it now, that's like early 2000s. Take it back to the 90s. Take it back to the 80s, when the only way for you to know if somebody was gay and interested in you is if you saw them in a cruising spot, and then it becomes fetishized, and then it becomes let's have sex, diba? And there's no meet cute, and that's what I hate about like these things. As someone who writes stories, it's so hard to think of a gay meet cute because I don't know anyone who's ever had a gay meet cute. But I mean, I want to be that person who's in the grocery and like, hey, that's my melon. And he's like, well, if you really want this melon, have coffee with me. I'm like, fine, I'll just take this banana instead. Innuendo. Alam mo, gusto ko rin ng meet cute pero wala. Walang meet cute.
Baka no stories yet. You could start. Diba?
The hangout by the grocery stores and the cafe.
Tambay ka lang doon. Huwag mo mga melon. 9 hours a day. Does anyone banana? Want this melon?
I don't know. Exchange for a banana?
Anyone like these nuts?
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. So you said something about yun nga, meeting spots and all. I'm curious, like, are there a lot of gay bars around in Texas or in the Philippines? How is it? Because here in Hong Kong, there's like 2. Yeah.
Well, isn't here like in a whole street in Hong Kong that's
like bars, yes. No, Langkoi.
But gay bars.
Gay bars, I think 2 or 1. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't speak for Texas because I don't live in Texas.
Oh, sorry.
No, nandito lang ako for the weekend. Sa LA, kasi merong West Hollywood. Yun talaga, a whole neighborhood. Madami talaga. And you could hold hands. Well, back then, even then, you could hold hands and you'd feel safe kasi those are your people.
Mm-mm.
Parang ganon. Andami. Tapos meron din sa Long Beach neighborhood. Meron din doon. Kasi ang ano kasi sa West Hollywood, it was very white.
Mm-hmm.
And Long Beach was more a lot of people of color. Mm-hmm. Parang ganon.
Here, the pandemic took them out. But malate was a big thing. She had bars
like bed. Naabutan ko yung malate. Kasi I went to, yung bed, tapos meron siyang bar across from it. Not across, but like right beside it. Ang dami talaga. It was so much fun.
Really?
Yeah. There was a bar in Makati Ave called Gov. I think it was short for government. And then they built a mall in front of it. And then the bar died because you could be seen outside a gay bar by your parents who were at the mall. Cubao X was a big thing here. It's mostly dance bars. Nice. And live music. And TXF. I'm too old for this, but I see it on Twitter a lot. Where they met in Today X Future is the name of the bar. I don't know how it's said. I just it. But there are some gay spaces here. During the pandemic, I heard a lot of stories about these bars closing. And then in the good news side of things naman, I read about a lesbian who opened a queer safe parang space/cafe in Q. So I don't know kung natuloy nila. But right now, ang tumutuloy sa kanya would be the virtual events. Like there's a podcast called Pop Emergency, and they do a lot of these like events, and it's the same people who would go to the bars, and you know it's funny because it's a Zoom call, and then someone's DJing, and then people are dancing, and they're living. It's very cute. But nag-adapt because of COVID.
Yeah. For sure, you guys brought like straight girlfriends or straight friends to gay bars. How are their experience, or how are your reaction to them like immersing in the bars?
It depends on the gay bar. Baka if it's like a real gay bar, it's skwela lang and they feel safe because no one's trying to hit on them. Yeah. You mean like the Adonis, the gay bar? Like,
I'm sure there's like dance and everything.
The ones where they come out in less and less clothing every time. I've been with girls to bars like that too. It's fun for them too.
It's fun, yeah. It's fun for them. Ang sa akin kasi dito sa West Hollywood, there's a bar called The Abbey. Naabutan ko siya nung it was just a tiny little bar. At saka maliit na kitchen because it was also a restaurant and they served food. Yeah. Lumaki na siya ng lumaki ng lumaki. You can look it up. The Abbey in West Hollywood. It's a thing now. It's a place to be. Dati kasi, ang pagkakaalam ko, yung mga females, yung mga women that would go, they go because they just want to hang out with their friends or drink without getting hit on. Kasi you're surrounded by gay men.
Yeah.
Pero ang problema ngayon kasi parang those kind of places, parang hopefully I don't offend anyone, pero parang nagiging they're being overrun by straight people.
I see. It's
like, naging tourist destination.
Parang ganun ang nangyari. Parang it's no longer for us to feel safe. Yeah. It's become a place to go, and everyone is welcome naman. Pero primarily, that was supposed to be a gay bar.
Gay bar, yeah.
Gay club, karang ganun.
The lesbians, the men in the Philippines, are known for having these exclusive parties where you would have to be a lesbian to go. And they're usually done in like hotel rooms, ganyan. But they're not orgies. They're just like, let's do lesbian casual hanging out without prying eyes. And
they
were called exclusive parties. So every other weekend, my sister lives, it's a hangout for lesbians. No. It's out to hang out with them. So parang nakakatawa din sila talaga. Okay, I'm not trying to generalize, but my sister's group of friends, nakakatawa sila. You know, and the funny thing is, a lot of them I've known for many, many years, even when I was a kid.
Yeah. I guess it's the vibe too, like when you're in the group. True.
Since we're there na and the nitty-gritty of like going to gay bars and everything, just stereotypes. Do you guys, what are some stereotypes on gay men that you want to squash, or some that you admit that is true?
I think we've mentioned it in the before, that you can turn someone gay.
Ayoko yung palagi lang iniisip na all gay men are promiscuous and all about sex.
Yes, that's a good one.
You know, because I know I have friends who have been in committed relationships for like 20 years. Mm. You know, committed talaga, hindi open, hindi nothing, walang ganon. At saka meron naman akong alam na guy na he doesn't really hook up. Mm. He has to get to know them. Yung parang nakailang dates na wala pang ganap. Yung ganon, kasi he wants to get to know them. May mga ganon eh. But people always assume na, oh, you're gay, you must be just having sex left and right.
I think for me, it would be the that there's a boy and a girl in a relationship. Because I feel like people are smarter now, and the usual like gay stereotypes, alam na naman nila na it's not there. But I know of some really educated people who still ask me, "Oh, you've been in a relationship with so and so for years. Sino sa inyo yung girl?" I mean, there's no easy way to answer it. Eh. Yeah. I mean, how do you answer it? So like the last time I was asked, this was fairly recent. This was someone from work. And we were just casually talking after a meeting. And then, parang, yun, na-bring up siya, ganyan-ganyan. And then, so, sino yung girl? And then, I ended up explaining, like, I don't understand what you mean. Do you want to understand our sexual roles? Do you want to understand our financial status? Because those are the traditional, like, boy-girl roles, right? Mm, so, yeah. Like, are you asking who earns more money? Are you asking who takes it up the ass? Because I don't think that's I don't think that's a safe question to ask in this WebEx, okay? And I think I slightly offended the person. But there's no guy, there's no girl in that relationship. It's just two people who are in a relationship.
Well, how do you know this person was offended? Or why do you feel that way?
No, awkward siya eh. You can tell.
Well, maybe. Well, let's put it this way. You know, this person will never forget this lesson.
Hmm. Yeah, but I didn't want to give. I didn't want to be the teacher.
Yeah, but see, there you go. It's like
they should just listen to this episode. And
you're feeling bad because you made them feel bad. But maybe they should.
But I don't want to play into that stereotype of the sassy gay.
But
you're easily offended.
No. You're not. You're just being yourself. You ask. Question to clarify. That's not being sassy.
Yeah. So do you mean this? Or this? Like, you remember that time when you asked me? Oh yeah, true. Like there, like what you said, there's a sassy kind. People will say there's a sassy kind. There's the loud one. There's the one that wears dress. So they would go like, oh, so which type are you?
But I could also say that to everyone who's not gay, like, which type are you? Because exactly. My sassy lady, you know, my sassy guy.
Are you a Karen? That's true.
Are you a Karen?
So it's the same thing. Kasi iba-iba naman eh. People are, whether they're straight or they're gay or they're lesbian, your personality is your personality. Like, I'm very mostly quiet. I'm very shy, actually. But I have a lot of attitude. But I try to be nice about it.
Maybe it's the human condition then kasi to classify people. Like, we're into taxonomy, like, we want to understand, okay, oh, this show is fun, this show is sad, this show is ganyan. And, you know, you see it in podcasts, the way you label them, and then that's their thing. And so if they deviate from it, you're like, wait, that's not your show.
Yeah.
So, parang, I don't know. It comes from a non-mean place, but it also comes from a place of ignorance.
You are right. We have one where... Do you use gay lingo?
And then how do you feel about it being used by like others, like straight people or something?
I think in certain circles it's okay. I mean, I have like super gay friends and we talk like palinkera gays, and then and then I have like Makoy who doesn't speak that kind of lingo, diba? And so I don't say charot with him, I don't say char-char. with Makoy. So I guess it really depends on who you're talking to. What might be interesting for you is the way that gay lingo has evolved in 2021 is very different from how it used to be. Like the older gays, they would use a lot of puns, like Jumujulanis Morissette, or
I've heard those.
You'd hear things like that, right? Or nakaka-stress is parang ses drilon yata. Stress drilon, ayun. Yeah. But the younger gays don't really use puns as much. It's really more of like Jejenese na levels. Char. China oil. Sana oil.
China oil. Okay. Kasi kanina din you said like,
gusto ko may transcript si, ano, si Mars Best by Kalima. Ano sabi mo dito kasi kanina?
Parang fourth room.
I was typing this whole time. And like, kasi you mentioned something about you try to not be like a sassy gay. So do you actively try to stay away talaga from those kind of things that would link you to be, you know, like like stereotype?
What am I? There's this fear. I don't know if it's a gay thing, but there's this fear of being a Karen. or being like an overly sensitive Twitter woke person. Mm-mm. And I just don't feel like, I feel like I could be someone who says, get me your manager. but there's just so much fear that you become someone viral in a negative way. Uh-huh. So I try not to be sassy. I don't want to be known as the sassy gay at work either, because the sassy gay is who you talk to for the latest gossip, di ba? I'm just here to get my paycheck. I'm not really here to do anything else. It might be different for Mahoy because your workplace is very different.
No, do you actively try to like stay away from certain stereotypes? Like do you?
No,
I don't know.
No, I don't. Kasi parang I feel like I'm too old to do that. Parang I am who I am. Ganun lang.
Try not to
self-actualize.
Ganun lang talaga. So work, ganun. They know what to expect from me. Dito sa hotel, I had an issue. I tried to resolve it myself. And it seems like they weren't listening. So I called a number and I said, can you confirm this and that? And then they fixed it. Kasi parang I'm not gonna tell you off. Because I'm not that kind of person. I don't know what I'm saying. I guess what I'm saying is like, I don't change myself for anyone and for anything. I don't get it.
Maybe that's like, where we're super opposite, Mahoy. Because we've had conversations like this. This is who you are. And you know, you've lived enough years of your life bending parts of yourself to fit into like the mold that people want you to become. Mm-hmm. But there are still people like me who, you know, I just don't want to argue. So it's like, okay, this avoid makes it conflict. Easier. Correct. If it's easier for you to see me as like the flamboyant gay, sige. But if it's easier for you to see me this way, then sige, I'll show you that too.
But you mentioned something about, you know, the sa Twitter, yung ganon. I tend to... Yes, sometimes parang akong parang righteous indignation. Pero when it comes to like social media, I just leave it be.
Are you sure? Are you sure, because I can think of like three examples.
No, I mean like yung pag strangers or may sinabi sila parang okay, whatever.
Are you sure?
Ano ba? I'm trying to remember.
You're gonna pull up the proof.
Meron ba akong sinabi?
Edit this part out na lang, but...
True.
So, are we back? Edit pa ba to?
No, we'll edit that out, don't worry. Edit that pa, no?
But just wondering, unrelated to anything that was said previously, but do you... When is it not okay to ask like questions about like being gay? Like, when do you think that it goes... Like, what line do you...
I think unless you want to have sex with me, you shouldn't ask.
I think it depends on also your comfort level more with a person.
True.
I mean, if a stranger started asking me things, I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, why are you so interested?
Yeah. I mean, like,
they don't even ask it, they'll just say something like under their breath, like, sabi ko na Barbie. And I'm like,
See, I don't get that because maybe I have this face na parang you shouldn't say that about me or to me or don't let me hear you say that. So I haven't experienced that this past, 15 years? Siguro dati, I don't really remember.
May counter yan si Makoy sa apartment.
Oh yeah. Nakapangalan niya.
Incident.
Nakapangalan niya. Parang Arya Stark. Parang every time nakatulog ako, nililis ako yung pangalan nila.
Oh my God.
I keep thinking kasi like if let's say we were all like living in the same place.
Yeah.
And you guys wanted a sleepover, then I would probably tell you. that I'm gay because I wouldn't want you to feel unsafe.
Yeah.
But if we're gonna have a sleepover, I don't want you to feel like, you know, you have to protect yourself because I'm not gonna do anything to you. Parang ganon.
Yeah.
But if it's like a casual friend or even a work friend and they're like, hey, are you gay? I'd answer, but it wouldn't feel good because it's not something that anyone has a right to know. You don't owe anyone your truth. That's mm-hmm. that's your truth, eh?
Yeah.
Wow. I sounded like an angry gay.
It's your truth. It depends yes. on you.
Yeah. To anyone, actually. True. But have you ever had an experience where somebody offended you so much for giving like a rude comment being gay or just being really rude and it actually made you want to fight that person and then they'll go and then people around you would go like, ah, kala ko bakla to, tapos this guy was like fighting with me. Was there ever a chance for your like fist fight?
No, I don't think so because I stay away from people who are toxic. I had this one incident. We were going from one bar to another. And he's my brother's friend. So we had to take his car to go to the other place and we had to pass by the neighborhood in West Hollywood I was telling you about with all the bars. Mm. So we were passing by and he said something like, I was in the back seat and he said something to my brother like, oh my God, there's the gay area. Lock your doors. And I wanted to smack him, but I had to like check myself because I'm like, oh, I'm not going to make a scene here. Because like, I felt bad for my brother because he visibly got uncomfortable because he didn't know how I was going to react. Because like I said before, I have a lot of attitude. But I checked myself because I was like, whatever. It's like, first of all, we don't do that. Mm. And second, you're not that cute. Because my thing is like, when I was, it happened before where I was in the neighborhood and people would open their window and shout faggot, you know, all that stuff. But you should see how like the people get together and like they would cuss back. They, you know, oh yeah. But to me, it's like, it's so unnecessary. Like you really you look like an idiot.
Exactly.
That's so bad.
Yeah. Sa akin wala. Wala naman. Maybe I'm blessed that way. But I think the last time it happened was high school. Yeah. But that's just because I studied in an all-boys school. But, so that's kind of normal. But it hasn't happened to me. I think if it were to happen to me now that I'm in my 30s, I would know what to say now. I think that's why it's important then to nurture the young gays. Just because I didn't know how to fight back then. I felt ashamed at the label na bakla. And it took a while to reclaim that. It took a while to say that it's okay. And Makoy mentioned this kanina, there's a whole phase where you're like, I'm not gay, I'm just bisexual. And parang because you don't want that label, you don't want to be called bakla, di ba? But now, di ba, you see people like, oy, bakla! And it's a good sign because you're reclaiming the word. Even gay people use the F word with each other, di ba?
I don't ever use it.
I know Makoy doesn't, but here you'll have someone who'll say something like, what's up? F word, and you know, okay na, hindi naman siya offensive na here.
I was like, that's cool because it seems like what you're saying about the next generation, it seems like the future is looking brighter and brighter for them.
Super.
So we wanted to talk then about like the future, like marriage, and do you guys see that for your future? Would you want that for yourselves? For you, City Boy, because of course hindi pa siya passed in the Philippines, but would you hope for that kind of thing too?
Oh naman, lalo now na I'm in a relationship. I've been in a relationship for 4 years and 51 weeks. parang you start asking questions like, where is this headed? Hanggang simbahan ba to? Or alam mo yun, is this just like passing time? Ganyan. I think everyone has that dream naman. You want to get married. You want the kids. You want the white picket fences and the mortgage and the golden retriever and the Labrador and all that stuff, diba? I've thought about, I have friends who got married in other countries like Taiwan, recently passed it. So I have a friend who got married in Taiwan, some in Europe, a couple in the States. But then you here, kasi, even if you're married, like if you're straight and you marry a woman in the United States, it's recognized here. But if you marry a man and you bring that paper here, it's not.
Doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. And so I want it for sentimental reasons. I want, I want gray in my hair, like a rocking chair in the porch, looking at the cars passing by. I want that, but I also want it for legal reasons. Like, you know, if we were to have a kid, I don't want to have to say this kid is mine, the second one is yours. And if anything happens to either of us, I don't want this kid to go to my parents because they're old. They have no business taking care of a child, diba? So I hope with the change of leaders next year that it moves a little further. I feel like divorce has to get legalized before the gays can get married. So let's see. If it's in the cards, then it'll happen. Mm-hmm. How about you, McCoy?
Well, if someone wants to marry me, then fine.
Parang napilita.
No, actually, because like I'm single, so who am I gonna marry? Pero just a side note, nung napasa yung marriage equality dito, hindi man siya napasa actually. Supreme Court said it's legal. So some of my friends or relatives na straight were like, oh, pwede ka magpakasal. And I said, ikaw, matagal ka nang pwedeng ikasal, ba't di ka pakasal? Kasi parang you think I'm just gonna find some person in the streets like pakasala tayo, legal na. Come on.
True. Sinasabi ko lang.
Sharing lang.
Share ko lang. Ginaaway mo ako.
Eh, kasar ka na naman eh.
Pero ano ha, to be fair, because the climate is really changing here in the Philippines, my employer recognizes my
domestic partnership
or my same-sex marriage, same-sex partnership.
Parang may benefits.
Ano na siya, part siya ng health card ko.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it's just funny because the requirements to get it, you basically have to out yourself to the government. So you have to ask your barangay for a document that says, Mr. So-and-so and Mr. So-and-so have been living in the same address since ganito ganito. And so there's a piece of paper out there out to me. The government knows my business. But I think that's progress, diba? I mean, consider like 10, 15 years ago, you could be in a high-powered job with great benefits. And if your partner gets sick, you have to pay out of pocket. But now, that's not the case anymore. Because more and more employers are making up for the fact na hindi updated yung laws dito. And so they're doing that. They're doing it for us.
Nice. Progress.
Yay, yeah, progress.
Progress is progress.
At the rights.
We have come to almost na. It's where we're going. I know. We will still have this kwentuhan next time without it recorded.
It's already, like a message maybe to your past self, like at the beginning of this, like when you were still unsure and everything, maybe would you like to leave a message for your past self? And then, you know.
Pili ko maiiyak kami ni Mo.
May tisyo ka ba dyan?
Wala!
Wala! Shirt mo na lang!
So, shirt mo na.
You want me to start, Mahoy? Or do you want
to? Yeah, go ahead.
Wow, this is like very Drag Race now. Like, what would you say to Baby City Boy? And then there's a picture of me. I would say there's nothing, hindi kasayang, which is a line from a song then. So, I just want, I think if I could spare myself the years of self-loathing, the years of denial, the years of thinking that there was a demon making me gay. Because going back to it, I tried to pray the gay away, right? And when it didn't work, kanino ka magagalit? Nagagalit ka sa sarili mo. But then you also get angry at God because you're like, I had faith in you, diba? I trusted you. I gave you everything. And yet you couldn't do this for me. You couldn't make me straight. And so you end up hating whoever it is you're supposed to believe in. And so if I could spare myself from all of those years, I would gladly tell myself that you are exactly who you're supposed to be. There is nothing wrong with you. And one day, when you're a little older and when you're not such a self-loathing prick anymore, you're going to find a man who will love you. And it's not going to feel wrong. You're not going to feel embarrassed. You're not going to feel ashamed that you're with him. And people may not get it right away, but it's going to happen. I didn't cry. Mark safe from crying.
a little bit of tremble.
Actually, there's a book. It's called God Versus Gay. Because it really helped me understand that the modern interpretation of Sodom and Gomorrah and being wrong and all that stuff, it's all misinterpreted. But if you go back to like the heart of the teachings of, I don't know what faith you girls believe in, but if you go back to the heart of your teachings in the Bible, it just teaches you to love, right? And to be homophobic, to say that that lifestyle is wrong, that choice is wrong, it goes against everything that God said. And so I had read that book, ooh, maybe I'll do that. That's a bonus. Apart from telling him, hey, read this book, it'll make you feel better.
Like you pull a like an in sa Back to the Future, you give it the book or something.
Yeah. Kailangan baka masira ako naman kung sino ako ngayon.
That's true. Okay. Sa akin naman simple lang. It's like you know, you don't have to change who you are because there's nothing wrong with you. You know, there's nothing, you shouldn't have to adjust yourself based on people's expectations because the only expectation that really matters is coming from you. You lang.
I thank you. Bow. No, it's a good thing because like people do need to hear words of encouragement. They need to like you know educate themselves and be encouraged, be like uplifted with words of wisdom and stuff.
Yeah, so, yeah, someone's gonna hear your messages and perhaps they'll be in that point and they'll also it will resonate with them and they will have hope for their future.
For all the little gay boys that in the cinema.
Hey, it Pinkies. Doesn't necessarily just apply to the baby gays. It also applies to anyone that is not feeling like they have accepted themselves because they may have insecurities or whatever.
Yeah.
Just do you. Just do your best to just accept yourself. Because you can't expect people to accept who you are when you don't accept yourself.
True. Yes. And the bullies will stop. You'll get to the point where, you know, it really will get better. You'll cyber stalk them on Facebook and see that they're all bald and fat now. Basically, karma bit them in the butt.
Do you guys want to plug your
Your
podcast?
Sure.
Yes.
Do you want to go first, Maya, or do you want me?
Oh, you can go first.
Plug. Promote yourself.
Okay, to plug.
Different type of plug.
So thanks for having us on the show. To plug you I can't plug myself. Mahoy, can you start?
Okay, well, you know, Mars, thank you for having us. This is so much fun. Kasi iba siya eh. Iba basta fun siya. So ako, I can yung my podcast with my friends, Gamchat Podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, you know, the usual. Plus on social media, it's Gamchat Podcast. Plus yung project namin ni Neil along with our friend Earl, yung Stream Queens. So on social media, it's Stream Queens PH. And it's also on Spotify and all the usual apps.
And I just wanted to say, like, Mahoy and I love Mars Watna ever since he sent me the link. I've been such a huge fan of you girls. Mahoy and I have guested in other shows, but I think this one's very, like, the way that you handled this conversation, it felt very sensitive and very genuine, and so thank you for that. In case your listeners want to hear more of me, I am on The Stories I Wish You Heard. It's a Bunk Collective podcast. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. I'm also on Stream Queens with McCoy. We do reviews of movies, TV shows, and music. And I also have a solo project called Taratakbo Tayo, which is a running podcast where if you want to run and have somebody talking to you while you run, you can listen to me there.
Nice. Yes, go listen to them. Like Gam Chat is like super wild with their stories. Super. And then and then City Boy, like his voice is like super different, so with his podcast. Like, oh my gosh, so deep. No,
when I want to be senti, I just listen and I'm like, man.
Exactly. So yeah,
go of check course, them like, out. We're thankful din because we were so honored by, you know, you wanting to tell like a guest with us, and the fact that you set aside time for us. We're like, we were geeking out. We were like, oh my goodness, like maybe we might, you know, like they might judge us and stuff like that. But like, you know, we were just so happy that you guys were here.
Wala na, the way you look at us, wala na, iba na siya. Kasi iba na. It's not the real us.
Wala na, respeto, internet ko, hindi siya stable.
So once again, you got your Kumares,
Michelle, aka Cheng Babe, and
Bethany, aka Becha by Gali. Wow! And once again, we're thankful to have our special guests, Kumaring City Boy and Kumpareng McCoy. We're so so thrilled to have you guys on this episode.
Thank you. Sige, okay. Let's do our kita kits in 3, 2, 1. Kita kits. We will just sync that up na lang.